7 years after retirement, Ramon Dominguez's passion for racing continues. When Ramon Dominguez approached the starting gate for the seventh race at Aqueduct on January 18, 2013, he was already off to what most would consider a great day of racing. For a three-time Eclipse champion, it was just another day on the job. He had run in the money in three of his four starts already that day, and had blown the field away by over five lengths in the second race. The weather was clear and the track was fast, but the picture-perfect day turned quickly when Dominguez was tossed from his mount as the horse clipped heels and stumbled while waiting for an opening. 5 months later, Dominguez announced his retirement as a jockey due to traumatic brain injury at the age of 36. It has been 7 years since Dominguez's name was listed in a racing program, but his influence today is still impacting the racing community. Dominguez spoke about the transition he went through following his retirement.
I had a traumatic brain injury, and that chapter closed. However, another ones have opened, and I'm still involved in racing and happy to be part of this big family in many different ways. So.
A native of Venezuela, Dominguez fell in love with the sport at the age of 13.
Got involved in horse racing since I was a very little kid. I was like 13. I fell in love with the sport, and I started to pursue the career. When I was around 15, actually, I got into show jumping, and then shortly after, I started getting on race horses back in my native land, Venezuela. I rode there for a year and a half before coming to the U.S. in 1996, and I continued my career here.
It didn't take long for the young jockey to find success. In 2001, and then again in 2003, he was the winningest jockey in the United States. In 2004, he got his first Breeders' Cup win aboard Better Talk Now in the Breeders' Cup Turf. He went on to capture two more Breeders' Cup victories with Hansen in the 2011 Breeders' Cup Juvenile and Little Mike in the 2012 Breeders' Cup Turf. He was also the regular rider for three-time Eclipse champion Gio Ponti. Together, the duo brought in six Grade 1 victories. Dominguez topped the earnings list for jockeys three consecutive years from 2010 to 2012, gaining Eclipse awards each year concurrently. On his home circuit in New York, he was the leading rider for four straight years from 2009 to 2012. Also in 2012, he became the second rider alongside Hall of Famer Johnny Velasquez to win six races in a single card at Saratoga. Dominguez had reached the height of his career when it came to a sudden end, so it would have been understandable to have been upset about losing the accolades or the missed opportunity for more Eclipse awards and new records. But Dominguez was more devastated about missing the routine of the job he loved, the everyday moments that made up his day as a jockey. While he wanted to stay away from racing at first, one visit to the track led to another, and eventually it was something he looked forward to doing.
So it was a process. Initially, I actually wanted to stay away because it was sort of painful to, it was still fresh, the memories of riding, and I, of course, it's what I wanted to do, as well as the people, the jockeys, the trainers. So coming to the track was difficult. And my wife was the person who pushed me. We're going to the track, and I really had no say. She's like, you need to go to the track. So we came to the track, and I had a great day. I still, of course, love coming to the track, not only watching the races, but also seeing and visiting with the people that have become like family.
Today, as a National Museum of Racing Hall of Fame inductee, Dominguez is not only a fan of racing, but also an advocate for the sport, with a passion for improving the industry. He currently serves as acting president of the Racetrack Chaplaincy in New York, which serves the community of over 3,500 backstretch workers and their families in the Empire State.
Prior to my retirement, I was already involved with the Racetrack Chaplaincy in New York. It is an amazing, very important, vital part of our sport. And I was recently elected as their president, and it's something that I am happy to really serve in any position because they do an amazing job providing to the families in the backstretch and really the backbone of our sport.
Dominguez is also involved with the Permanently Disabled Jockeys Fund.
We have done a good job not only educating, but bringing awareness even outside our industry, just even with the fan base, about the need of these athletes. Needless to say, anytime that I can be part of this and help in any way, I'm super happy to see these recipients actually receive help financially, where it's something more adequate. Right now, what they receive, it is a big help to them, but it's not really enough. It's roughly $1,000 a month. I have come to know a lot of the people who work directly with them, whether it is Nancy Lasala or Terry Mix or Johnny Velasquez, who work tirelessly to not only support the organization, but equally important to bring it to a different level.
During his career as a jockey, Dominguez came up with the idea for a more humane riding crop. After his retirement, he worked to make his idea a reality. The result was the 360 Gentle Touch Riding Crop, a cylindrical, highly cushioned crop with improved shock absorption. The product garnered quick favor with jockeys in 2019, and it was used in many of the year's top races, including both the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby. Dominguez said that jockeys have been very supportive of the 360 GT.
By now, a lot of them are becoming aware that anymore it is not a choice whether we make changes, and those changes, again, can be in many different ways. It is important for the jockeys, and they are aware of this, to come to the table and compromise, and whether it is coming with a more defined way of the usage of the riding crop, as well as really maybe adopting something like the 360 GT, which is again proven to be safer for the horses. Many of the things have continued to evolve in the last couple years. And now we are really at a pivotal point in our sport that I'm happy to see that we are coming together to solve these issues. And I'm very confident that the end result will be positive, and that's where this riding crop called 360 GT also has a place in the sport, where I think it's also contributing to the well-being and safety of the sport itself.
These days, Dominguez travels a good deal with his various organizations, but also enjoys time at home with his family.
When I'm at home, I get up early and actually make breakfast for the family and before the kids go to school, and shortly after, that's sort of the highlight of my day. I look forward to going out for a run, and that run could be a couple miles, could be 10 miles. There is a park in Saratoga where I usually go to, and it's something that I love because not only the training aspect of it, because I have been running some races, but also it's something that mentally is so good to sort of zone out and go out and for a run is, again, something that I absolutely look forward to every day.
Dominguez is now looking forward to seeing where this year will take the industry.
We're in 2020, however, in the sport, we're still living in 1950 in many ways. It is a sport that is based on history, and there are many things that really will not change. We sort of conserve the history of the sport, but there are many other areas where we must evolve. And I see that in the midst of all the things that are happening right now, all the issues that we have, good things are emerging because people are finally kind of realizing, wow, we definitely must come together and do something. So whether it is that I'm perceived as an ambassador, it's an honor for me and a privilege to be part of this huge family. Horse racing has given me and still gives me so many great satisfactions, where when my days as a jockey were over, I still felt and still feel that I have a huge commitment to the sport and help and support in any way I could. And initially I didn't really know, and it's something that naturally has sort of evolved. And so I'm just happy to be part of such a wonderful industry, and very much positive about the bright future that our sport will still have.
This is Katie Ritz.